My name's Anita Smith. I am married to Lonnie Smith. And just to give you a little bit of my history, I was first married in 1985 to an angry man who was abusive and intimidating and a bully. And after 14 years of marriage, he finally filed for divorce in July of 1999. That divorce was actually final in May 2000. And at that point, I just was, I'm sorry, I need to back up a little bit. And then actually he remarried quite quickly, within about a year of that, in early 2001 or so. At that point, I had was fairly new at a position. I had met Lonnie. However, we were just kind of friends and really didn't seriously date for maybe a couple of years, even after my divorce was final, which was a good thing. Because at that point, I was free to go ahead and pursue another relationship since my ex-husband had remarried. But gosh, watching this video, I really didn't know how much I would relate to it until I actually watched it. So when Lonnie asked me to speak on this tonight, I thought, well, does he think I have anger issues? Does he think I know a lot about anger? And actually, that wasn't the reason he asked me. But regardless of the reason, as I dove into watching the video and studying the resources, I realized that this was very much about me. Even though I was 13 years on the other side of my first marriage, the divorce, I realized I had never really resolved the anger. You can't be in a relationship for 14 years with someone who's angry and abusive and not have your own anger issues yourself. And a lot of that's from witnessing it, and a lot of it's from being the victim of it and just stuffing it. And so I'd really never fully dealt with the anger and resentment that I had experienced. And even following, and even now I still experience anger. When you have children, you, as some of you will know and find out, you still have to deal with the ex-spouse, and they're not going to stop making you angry just because you're not married to them anymore. And so I still get angry from watching him break the rules that I feel like I'm trying to follow, from being responsible when I feel like he's not being. So I realized if I don't deal with the unresolved anger, then every time he does something, it's just going to continue to well up in me again and again and again. So I'm standing before you not somebody who's conquered the beast of anger, but somebody who is right there along with you, because I'm sure there's probably all ranges of anger in this room from different experiences that you have. Now, you might wonder why. Why did you not deal with this way back then? Actually, divorce care was around then, and I just was kind of clueless that there were actually things out there to help you. Also, I was drawn into kind of a dysfunctional relationship shortly after my divorce. It was someone pursuing me who really didn't know what they wanted, and so it really created havoc in my head. I was a newly single parent. I was staying in the house that we were in, so I was taking care of a lot of things. And so life was very busy, and it was very complicated. And I just had to go on with life. Didn't have time to deal with this stuff, the fallout from the divorce. I needed to get on with life. John 8:44 calls Satan the father of lies. Satan is really good at making things look good, so we don't realize how bad they are, and we don't address those issues. So I believe the lie that I was okay. I'd gotten over it. I actually had somebody who was in the counseling profession tell me that I had probably mourned my marriage long before it was really over, and I led myself to believe that that meant I was good. I was over the events of those years because I'd mourned them. Well, mourning is a completely different thing from resolving, working through, healing, and I had never done those things. But the truth is, in my heart, I knew those years had affected me, and I thought about it all the time, and I used to think, I need counseling. But I was just too busy to do it, is basically what I told myself. When I look at the last few years of my life, I can really tell how that unresolved anger has affected me. It's changed from anger to resentment to bitterness. And my world literally has become smaller and smaller and smaller because my focus had been so focused on being angry. And I'm a little cynical by nature anyway, so you add that to anger and it makes for a very sarcastic person. My husband can kind of probably attest to that. and I just become negative, frustrated, irritable. I'd experience anxiety like I never really had before. A great deal of the time, I'm tired, and I just frankly want to be left alone. And that's not me. I used to be the person that they called perky. And so I'm just not that perky person that I used to be. I never truly connected all these facts together until I really watched a lot of this and went through this study. But I realized it was just really stealing my energy and my spirit. We moved recently. Well, it was actually 7 months ago. But a lot of you know when you move, it can take time to unpack things. But just sometimes because of it, it just amazes me how much unresolved anger and unhealthy emotions can just stop you dead in your tracks in just the normal routine of life. Watching the video, when the counselor said, "Do you want to get better?" Wow. I thought, oh my gosh, do I want to get better? Do I want to get better? And if I do, then why haven't I? But Les Carter really said it well. You know, sometimes we don't want to get rid of our anger. In my case, I felt like it gave me some sort of control. I felt like, kind of like the prison guard. I felt like I was punishing my ex-husband, and the only person I was really punishing was me. But I still felt like it gave me some sort of control, like I was holding him accountable, like somehow I was mysteriously punishing him. And we all know in this room who I was punishing, and it wasn't him. He's 300 miles away. He has no clue. And he's somebody I ever hardly have contact with. And I'm letting this person have this kind of control over my life. Also, it made me feel superior. I felt, look what I'm doing. I'm taking care of our daughter. I'm doing this. I'm running here. I'm sitting in parking lots waiting for her to get done here. I'm paying for this. I'm paying for that. And it felt really good for about 5 minutes to feel superior. Because superior did not take care of the anger. It did not take care of the dark cloud that was hanging over my head. Philippians 2:12 says to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. And so I had a choice. We all have a choice. And I had to, make a choice to get better. I wanted to get rid of the control, or I wanted to control the anger, actually, that had been controlling me. And God had been victorious in so many areas of my life that I knew that he would be with me through this as well, even though I was really holding tightly onto that emotion that had been defeating me really all these years. I knew I had to seriously and intentionally put the anger in God's hands so he could put into my hands the purpose and the plan he really had for my life. He made me a wife and a mom, and I was so holding on to resentment that I had to empty my hands so I could pick up my role as a wife and pick up my role as a mom. One of my favorite verses is Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. As believers, we know what salvation is. We know what Christ did for us on the cross. But what we may not realize is that he lives and dwells within us. And so he gives us the strength we don't have. He gives us the peace we don't have. I've gotten to where I don't even say, God, give me peace. God, give me strength. I ask him, God, be my strength. Be my peace. Because he's the one who's going to do some of the things that I can't. Because I know for me that this is going to be hard. First, for me, I had to mourn. This was somebody I had been for a really long time, and as ugly and as unhealthy it was who I had been for a really long time. And now I was letting go of control, or what I thought was control. I now had to change myself because I couldn't change somebody else. I also had to let go of the righteousness, that superiority that I felt. This was big for me because feeling like I was always doing the right things, and especially in regard to parenting and taking responsibility for our daughter, as I mentioned before, I felt it, but it didn't take the anger away. It didn't stop me from venting to my child because I wanted her to know how much better I was than he was. And that's probably one of the ugliest things that I have ever done. And it can just tell you what anger can do to your heart. Second, I had to put my focus on God. I used to have up on my bathroom mirror Philippians 4:8. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, pure, lovely, whatever is commendable, if there's any excellence, if there's any worthy of praise, think about these things. And I would literally, when the dark thoughts would come, would start to think, even try to think of something positive about him. And there were some things. Not everybody is horrible like we want to make them out to be. But I did have to purpose in my heart to remember the good that God has done in my life. I am blessed so much. I have a wonderful husband. I have a wonderful child. God has blessed us in providing for us. And for me to only remember the bad that someone had done in my life, how could I do that and forget the blessings that God had given me? Third, I had to pray for understanding about somebody else's behavior. We've often been told, you know, it doesn't matter what their behavior is. Don't try to justify it. Just forgive. But for me, I knew that this would be truly freeing for me. I had to understand that my ex grew up in a very abusive household with anger and alcohol and very harsh physical abuse. And so understanding that made me realize that he needed only a lot of mercy from God, but he needed mercy from me as well. And whatever happens to, you know, this is my daughter's dad. Whatever happens to him affects her as well. But just like putting my focus on God and recognizing his goodness towards me, I had accepted his gift of grace and forgiveness, and he was calling me to turn around and offer to that to someone else as well. So anyway, my journey's not over. But for the first time in years, I feel and I know the hope that comes from moving towards God to deal with a really destructive behavior. As I mentioned before, it's a behavior that truly marred the roles that God has given me as wife and mom. And being able to fulfill his purpose in my life in an emotionally healthy way will not just be my healing, but God's victory as well. So when I say I'm glad y'all are here tonight, I really am, because I never took the opportunity to work through the things that come from divorce. And my biggest decision was making the decision to change and to heal through this. But part of it also was telling my story tonight. This is something that's important to me, because it's like a landmark in me moving forward. And so just sharing this story tonight, and you're listening, you've now become part of my story as well. So thank you.